Hey there, I'm Skyler. Here we are at Rosa's, one of my favorite restaurants that fortunately I just took over. I also own the Barley Hound a couple blocks away, and I've loved coming here to Rosa's for years, and with my kids, with my family, and so when I learned of the opportunity, I jumped right on it, of course.
What will you be changing now that you're the new owner?
I'm not going to change a single thing. I made a joke, I'm not even going to change a light bulb. So maybe I'll change a light bulb if it goes out. But we love it here. I've learned a lot from Rosa and Dominic, and I'm not changing a single thing. You know, the recipes all stay the same. I've learned a lot about how the recipes are made, and like I said, the reason I bought this successful business is just to keep it the same. And I know people love coming here, and they're all worried about the food changing, and that's not going to change.
Okay, and I know you also do a lot of catering for Rosa's.
Yeah,
too.
That's great. Yep, that's a great. I'm glad you brought that up. How much catering do we do? A lot of catering. Rosa says a lot of catering. So for catering needs, we can do small orders just to fulfill 6 or 8 people, all the way up to several hundred. And you know, the catering menu very much mirrors what the menu we have here in the restaurant. You know, trays of lasagna, baked ziti, of course pizzas, set large trays of salad, things like that. We can have them ready quite quickly, and I think they're priced really well.
You know, and I was talking to Rosa a few minutes ago, and she was saying that it was like she handpicked you to take over, that she didn't think anybody else could do this as well as you.
Yeah. Well, that means a lot to me coming from her, and we had a connection right away, and that was their first question. They said, "What are you going to change?" I said, "Absolutely nothing."
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? Yeah. Like I said, I love coming here. It's no secret that it's a successful place. There's a line out the door 7 nights a week, and so I'd have to be pretty silly or stupid to change something.
Okay, what do you want to tell the people of Prescott?
Just that, you know, come on down to Rosa's. If I could tell one thing to the people of Prescott, is that I'm not going to change anything here at Rosa's. We have the same staff, same managers, and same employees, same bartenders, same servers that you've all grown to love, that I've grown to love over the years coming here. And so I think you should congratulate Rosa and Dominic. They've worked very hard for a lot of years in this business. This is a tough business. They've spent a lot of hours on their feet, and they've earned a much needed, much earned vacation or retirement. You know? So,
okay, why don't you tell us about Barley Hound real quick too?
Sure. Yeah. So Barley Hound's been open for about 3.5 years now. It's a gastro pub. We specialize more in unique food like hand-cut duck fat fries and house-ground burgers with duck in them. We have an amazing pork shank. We have a new oxtail stew that's coming on the menu for the fall in the next week or so. So great cocktail list, large bourbon selection, all Arizona craft beers, great music selection. So if you haven't been to Barley Hound, it's a great spot. We've got a huge outdoor patio. Going into the winter here, we have heaters that cover most of the tables, but we also have a really cute indoor dining area too.
Well, hi, I'm Rosa Anselmo. My husband and I built this beautiful Rosa's Pizzeria, which now Skyler, and I'm proud for him to own this place, because it's not easy to have this name, and I know that he could do it. He's gonna keep everything the same. He's gonna do a great job, and I'm just honored that he took over. And he took over my name, because I know he's gonna keep the same. What I'm gonna be doing, I don't know, I'm gonna be taking it easy for a while, but with a teenager that plays football and cooking at home and having lots of friends, I just have like a long list to do. But I'm gonna miss all my customers. I love each and every one of you guys. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts, my husband and I. We love Prescott. You made us feel very, very, very welcome. And we're so blessed to live in this beautiful little town of Prescott. Thank you, and God bless each and every one.
So how did you develop your menu and your recipes?
You know, my husband and I, we were born in Sicily, so we both, within our families, we created all these recipes. We were a very little town of 2,000 people, so we ate, you know, we grew, and we ate all the food from authentic, from scratch. So we just created things. We love doing this.
And so you brought that experience here to Prescott?
Yes. First was Phoenix and then Prescott, which we call home. Yes. Yes, we love it. Thank you.
So I assume you're going to still stop in once
in a while. Oh, absolutely. You can't get rid of me that fast. Thank you.
So anything else you want to say to the people?
Just God bless and we love you and thank you from the bottom of our heart. Always walking to Rosa's. Skyler's going to do a great job. He's going to follow all the recipes. And I'm honored for him to carry the name Rosa's. Thank you. God bless.